Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Felger.
I don't know, guys. Am I going to play? Am I not going to play? What am I going to do?
Mass.
Yeah, Mass, you stupid. S-T-O-O. Stupid Mass.
It's time for Felger and Mass, presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Final hour, Felger Maz here, presented by DraftKings on 98.5 The Sports Hub and simulcast across New England and the country on NBC Sports Boston, also presented by DraftKings. The Reentry Monday is brought to you by East Boston Savings Bank. Bruins on Saturday night, the Celtics, wretched weekend, and Trendline on the Celtics is on the board, and the Brady Watch, of which, again, I think there were developments. That Mike Lombardi thing opens my eyes. And the Field Yates thing is the coup de grace. The Patriots are waiting on Tom Brady to make an offer. Not the other way around. No. In 1 week, Brady's free to talk to other teams or his agent is. In 9 days, his contract expires and he can sign and go elsewhere. And the Patriots aren't making an offer because they're waiting for Brady to. It's his turn, they say.
It's as insulting as it gets.
They say they made the offer in August.
So did the Colts call up Philip Rivers? Hey, Phil. Hey, you're a free agent now. Uh-huh. What are you thinking? What do you mean? Well, you want to come play for us? Sure, yeah, I'd play for you. What do you think you're worth? What do you want to offer us? Huh? I'm the free agent. It doesn't work this way. You're supposed to pitch me. No. What do you think you're worth? Huh? Call me back. Click. And in Brady's case, 20 years, most accomplished quarterback, maybe the greatest player in the history of the game, Bill saying to him, yeah, you know, I've made you the offer. Wait, no, I just called you. This is why the phone, by the way, now we know, this is why the report was that the phone call between these two parties didn't go so well last week, because they finally got on the horn, and Tom said, all right, let's talk. What are you guys willing to offer me? And Bill says, I made you the offer. Wait, no, I'm calling you to get the offer. I made you the offer. No, you didn't. Did I mishear you? I just got on the phone with you. I made you the offer. When? Last August. Huh? I'm a free agent for the first time ever. How does that make any sense? Click. Like, it's done. If what Brady is really looking for is respect and a little bit more of being treated like, oh, I don't know, not just another cog by Bill Belichick at this point after 20 years, it's not, he ain't coming back. This would have been the last straw. If I'm in Tom Brady's shoes, this is the last straw. You made the offer last August? F off. I'm done. I'm not coming back. I'd rather retire.
Seriously. I spat out my organic bulletproof coffee there, McCarthy, when I read this morning. Field Yates, many have wondered when the Patriots will make their offer to retain Brady. Something that they did in August already. Like, did anyone ever think that that was anywhere near being on the table?
No.
Or they would, with a straight face, say to Tom, we've made you our offer. When? It was one last August.
The one that I used as toilet paper?
What? That piece of crap offer that pissed me off to begin with, you're saying that's the offer? You're staying on that. And that was up to you? In essence, the next step is Brady conveying what he wants in a new deal from the Patriots, not the other way around. Ay, ay, ay. And I think this is a great way for the Patriots to turn on Brady and blame him. Because if Brady is stupid enough to put numbers out first, which he shouldn't because it's insulting. It's freaking insulting. But if he is stupid enough, the agent, of course, is going to come in high because that's where you start any negotiation. You start high, the team starts low. So Brady's going to come in really high. And I know what the Patriots will do. they'll leak it and say, oh, he wants $70 million bucks over 2 years. We can't do this. Look at how much money he wants.
It'd be financially irresponsible to pay a 43-year-old quarterback $32 million guaranteed.
And they'll use the ask against him.
Yeah, of course.
Just like Dallas is using Prescott's work against him right now, and maybe Prescott's right or wrong, but Dallas has no problem letting out that he's turning down $33 million a year. They're painting him the bad guy because they're using the numbers against him.
That's what all these teams do year in, year out.
And, Mike, you know this better than anybody. When the Patriots start talking about negotiations, they're doing that to spin their own story. Like, Stephon Gilmore comes out of the clouds. You have no idea. Why? Because they operate quietly. The only time the Patriots don't operate quietly is when they want to start the smear campaign, when they want to start spinning their story, spinning their version. When we started hearing about, oh, they're willing to offer him $30 million, I said, that's good. He's gone. Because when the Patriots start talking money, when the Patriots start talking contract, and when they start essentially negotiating publicly, they're done. They're doing this to spin their own version. And it makes me sick.
It's insulting. Curran wrote today that we all sort of knew it was a benchmark, that last year when he was negotiating with the Patriots, Brady was hoping for the Drew Brees contract. 2 years, $50 million guaranteed, 25 per. Like, that's been a benchmark contract for a long time. Everyone's known it. And Curran says last year that's what Brady was hoping for, the Drew Brees deal. So you don't think that's a starting point, Bill? Like, it's obvious what the market is.
Right.
It's obvious. Drew Brees, 25 over two years.
That's the baseline.
That's it. That's the baseline. The top guys make 35 a year. So it's somewhere between 25 and 35, and Brady wants 2 years. You don't need to wait to hear from him. You know what the market is. As Field Yates writes, I'm not yelling at Field. He's, I take this report to the bank because he is mobbed up with the Belichicks, baby. He says the chance for Brady to return to New England is, of course, possible. Like, even the way that's worded, like, it's
cold.
Everyone just assumes he's gone. No, the chance for Brady to return is, of course, possible. But an important step in that process is an understanding for the team of what Brady is seeking in a new deal. What do you think he's is seeking? Like, that's so obtuse. That's so, he wants 2 years, and Brees is coming off a deal where he just made $25 million per. So do the math. It's obvious what would make him happy and what would be, like, to start a conversation, you say, I'm looking for, that Brees contract, Bill. Is that on the table? And, that's not a specific, but it's, something in that ballpark.
And that's the baseline. That seems like fair market value considering the production and the age.
You need to hear from Brady exactly what the numbers are before you start talking to him.
Not how free agency typically works.
So, this is pretty much Bill telling him to get lost.
Yeah, that's what it comes to. And ultimately, that's what this whole thing sounds and reads like to me, is what Maz has always said from the get-go since free agency started, since the offseason started, rather, and the Brady watch began, is that Bill ultimately doesn't want Tom Brady back. He's ready to move on. He don't want him back. This is further proof.
Okay. I don't know how else to read that.
What's your offer? I'm the player. I'm the free agent, you a-hole.
And then to go back to, we have one. Yeah, we made it last August. Last August?
August. Wait, no, we're not at August yet. No, the last one from 2019.
Wow. Well, that's where it's at. I mean, you got a week to go, and that's where it's at? They're waiting on Tom? Oh, forget it. Tony and Stoneham, give me a thought.
How you doing?
Good.
Question for you. Do you really think there's any chance of Brady going to the 49ers?
Yeah, I think there's a chance.
Why?
Why? Because I think it's a place he would go. It makes sense for him.
But why would the 49ers trade for him when he's got maybe a year left?
Two. They don't have to trade for him, and the reason is Shanahan was never a Garoppolo guy to start. He never wanted Garoppolo. It was never his plan.
Garoppolo, you know that for a fact, that he never did want him.
That's the reporting, yes.
Oh, that's the reporting, okay. Well, there's no way that the 49ers are ever going to do that. And look at... Brady is going to stay with the Patriots. No one's going to pay him the money. No one's going to pay a 43-year-old, I don't care how great he is, the money that you guys think that he wants. And he would have to start all over, new receivers, whole new game plan and everything at 43 years old.
Well, let's
see. It ain't going to happen. He's coming back to the Patriots.
And Bill?
If this is how they're going to treat him, then I hope he retires.
Oh, my God. Seriously. And if he does, Jesus, Tom, have some
pride.
Good God.
You now have this 199 production thing. Make your movies. Like, continue to pimp out TV12. But, like, dude, how poorly are you going to get treated? Like, walk. Seriously. Just call it a career. You've done enough. You're the most accomplished quarterback ever. You're going to come back and get mistreated like that? What's your offer? You're the free agent.
Oh, my God.
And you're just going to get miserable. And don't buy that he's going to, oh, yeah, no, I'll shop around and see if I can make a deal for some weapons. He's not going to do that either.
So there's the Brady Watch on a reentry Monday. We continue with your wonderful phone calls right after these words. Oh, quick programming note. Felgram has off-air show. Myself and Big Jim Murray.
Yes.
We'll discuss the apocalypse, the coronavirus, and all of that. So we'll put that. That's an off-air show topic for Felgram Mass. We stick to the pretty much the nuts and bolts, rumor mongering, and all this on sports. So we'll do the apocalypse comes your way on the off-air show, 6 p.m. sharp, Facebook Live, presented by Ace Ticket, myself, and Big Jim Murray. More of your calls next.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline, ma.org, or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
I think Tom Brady does not know at this moment where he'll be spending the 2020 season. I think he's completely open-minded to the process. And I think we can look at a group of teams that is expected to have some level of interest in Tom Brady. It would include the Chargers, the Buccaneers. Those would be two of the teams, potentially the Titans, potentially the Raiders. We have to see which of these teams steps forward here once they're allowed to speak to Tom Brady. Now look, Greeny, that's a week from today. You have to figure, at some point, between now and then, Bill Belichick and Tom Brady are going to have a real, meaningful, significant conversation in which they figure out once and for all whether Tom Brady's going to stay in New England or whether he's going to take one of these other offers from one of these other teams that's interested. Right? There has to be some sort of clarity before he heads into free agency. And again, we haven't gotten any clarity between Tom Brady and the Patriots until now. They're not any closer to a deal. We're a week away, but deadlines spur sides to talk, and you'd have to think at some point there will be conversation in the next week where both sides figure out once and for all whether they can make it work or whether they're going to move on.
Well, this is a big conversation. If it begins by Bill saying, yeah, we've made our offer, then what is there to talk about? What's the next thing out of Brady's lips?
We're done here. Bye.
We're done. So, week to go. It's getting down to it. And they haven't even talked, and the Pats apparently aren't even going to make an offer. I mean, is that how I read that?
Unless Bill really has him over a barrel and knows he's not going to walk. He has to keep playing. He wants to keep playing, and the market isn't as robust as been previously reported. And we started to hear that last week, too.
Wow, it must be really not robust if that's the case, or Bill doesn't want him. I mean, if they're that confident there's nothing out there for him, that, you know, the offer last August is going to stand? Aye, aye, aye. Don't tell me the market's that soft. All right, so that and everything else here on a reentry Monday, everything on the board. Mike in Tennessee. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, guys. All right, I think it's over with Tom. It's time to start framing up what's next, which is it? Is it Tom or is it Belichick? who is the greater for these six Super Bowl wins. I think it's Tom. I'm ready to wrap up Tony's pills in my jersey and stuff it up his backside. I want Tom to come to Tennessee. I don't care where Tom goes. I'm turning in my jersey. But I want the pre-Blanami. What is it going to take, Felger, for me to be able to call back in 6 months and say, told you it was Tom. We backed the wrong horse on this thing. Frame it up for me.
Well, let's see how it goes this year. If the Patriots miss the playoffs and Brady makes it, you can start there.
Yeah.
That's just like there's a little line of demarcation. Who's in the postseason? Who's not? And then how do they do?
You'll know when you see it. If Brady's playing at MVP level like he did a couple of years ago when they go to the Super Bowl against Philadelphia, then, you know, you get to blah on that, especially if the Patriots struggle with Stidham or Dalton or whoever the next quarterback happens to be.
God, don't even say that. Don't even say the Dalton word. What are you trying? Are you trying to kill me here, Murray, today? What are you guys trying to do? No, 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 no. You don't have any better options. Tom Brady.
For someone who is such a Brady Bobo, and this goes for your partner on the weekend, Tim McCone, too, I don't know why you'd want to see him come back and be miserable like he was last year.
I don't care if he's personally miserable. I care about my happiness, Jim.
You just
my
want to see
happiness.
Him retire a Patriot.
I do. It's too much to ask.
But it's not. It just hasn't been that functional of a situation. And again, I think Tom Keegan in the Herald wrote it well. Again, part of this Jared Stidham campaign. I mean, feels like there's one out there. Or there's just this Stidham.
I'm just curious how many of these types of reports have popped up all of a sudden.
So Jeff Howe writes, you know, his Stidham's quarterback coach, saying they have a star in the making, that he spins it right now. Jared Stidham right now spins it as well as anyone in the league. Tom Keegan in the Herald writes the upside of Stid the Kid. This whole thing, which I think really lays out the Patriots' case very well, that if they bring Brady back, give him all that money, they don't have the money left to spend on the team. If they go with someone cheap like Stidham, they can actually spend to upgrade the offense and the defense, and they'll have the money to spend. Furthermore, not so long ago, Brady made below-average receivers at least average, or average ones above average, or above average ones terrific. At this point, so close to the finish line, Brady appears to have lost that quality. He's not as accurate, and his patience for receivers not knowing the offense nearly as well as he does dwindles in lockstep with the amount of time he has left in his career. So that's like, that would be my chief complaint if I were the Patriots. We draft players or bring in weapons. You won't practice with them. You don't have any patience with them. You don't make them any better.
No, that part I do actually think is true. Well, he wants the ready-made superstar guy that he doesn't really have to work with all that much, like Antonio Brown.
But again, all of a sudden, lead story, NBCSportsBoston.com, Phil Perry. Time to buy stock in Stidham.
Oh, they got to Phil?
It's
come on.
Here comes the Stidham wave.
Oh.
Here it comes. And you know what? That's the best result for the Patriots because they don't have to overspend for a middler. You can go cheap for a middler.
Fine, but I think that's a delicate balance because if you go with Stidham and then you spend and you get, you know, weapons and tight end and you bring... Oh, boy.
If they bring in Stephen Diggs for Stephon Diggs for Stidham.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. Brady.
Pitchforks and torches and people. And especially if Stidham sucks and they're, 7-9 or whatever. People are right to lose their minds. Look at Bill and be like, what did you do?
Meanwhile, Joe in Boston has a Celtics thought. How are you enjoying the bench there, Joe?
Oh, it's terrible. Bertans, 8 3-pointers yesterday. 8.
Oh.
It's brutal. And I'll give you another name of a guy that was available for a little bit of a cheaper price. Rudy Gay. He's been lighting it up lately. I would have loved him. Pretty much anyone is better than the likes of what we got.
Joe, thank you. And I'll let you NBA types the list. I mean, there were, I guess, 30 players, 40 players who have moved between the trade.
Felt like every team did something.
The trade deadline and the buyout market, there must have been 30 guys that moved.
But the Celtics did nothing.
Not one of them makes sense for you? Not one. You couldn't make one move to the point where you got Brad Wanamaker missing the net, not just an air ball. I think he missed the net on the second one. I think he was like a full 2 feet short on the second three, and they tried on Friday. That Friday game was it completely exposed your roster and the lack of moves made in that roster. Last night was Stevens not calling a timeout and getting that last inbounds in the front court. That was pathetic. Here's Aldo and Ludlow on the Bruins. Go ahead, Aldo.
Yeah, Mike, I'm glad to hear that you're out of quarantine or whatever. Maybe you can't talk about it. You know, that's big government. But, hey, guys, I just...
Hold on one second. Not a false flag conspiracy. Not a government cover-up.
I just, it's the pot-bellied perverts in government that have been trying to hide Felger from the show.
I just picked up my kid from school on Friday, which they closed down because one of the fathers of the kids was a Biogen father, so they cleaned out the school, cleared out the school. I picked up my kid. I called my boss. I said, this just happened. He said, why don't you just stay home?
Just a precautionary measure.
And that's all that was. That's not the government.
So go ahead. It's because people don't vaccinate their kids.
Well, this is a different story. Go ahead. What else you got on the Bruins goaltending?
Off-air show.
You know what? When can we draft another goalie like Phil Esposito type?
Okay, so Phil, that's no. Different position. You want Tony Esposito, not Phil. And the guy they like is in Maine. Is this the Swayman? You know who I'm talking about? They're pumping up this guy. Is he at the University of Maine?
What happened to Darth Vader?
Who's that? Well, he's, apparently he blows. This giant Russian stiff. A 6'9 giant guy. What's his name? Someone talk so I can Google this.
All right. Hold on. Let me find it too. Jimmy, do you Swayman, know any, have any idea?
Maine. What's his freaking name? Jeremy Swayman is a he plays for the University of Maine, and he's a guy the Bruins drafted a couple years ago that they're very high on. This is supposed to be the next guy. Jeremy Swayman. Just keep that in mind. So, but he ain't ready. You have to ride or die with the best goalie in the league, which is Tuukka Rask. And I choke on it a little bit saying it, but it's true. He's going to win the Vezina. So you're just going to have to survive with the Vezina winner as your goalie going into the playoffs. We've got Danny and Hampton on the same topic. Go ahead, Danny.
Yeah, Mike, really quick. I mean, the Bruins' foul play has been so good all year. Don't you think it's just natural that Tuukka probably loses a little bit of focus when they're on the power play?
No excuse. No, I don't think he was ready to play the game. I think they were the first two shots of the game, if I'm not mistaken, or the first three or something. So I don't think it was a power play issue. I just think Tuukka was not ready to go, which happens from time to time.
Oh, and that second one, you had a whiff there, a half-hearted effort by Pastrnak. You know, so like, I don't know, on the defensive end, I guess, of the power play, you want to get on them a little bit? Sure, fine. But still, it's no excuse. Especially, I thought that second goal. But fine, both. But they at least one, you have to stop.
Can I get one of those saves? Just one, and now you've let up one shorty, and it's just, all right. That. But the two back-to-back, oh, that pretty much crippled your team. Tom and Quincy. Hi, Tom.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All right, man.
Hey, I'm sorry. Good. You guys have been talking about some of the stories that have come out, how they want to, you know, upgrade the offense, make Brady, you know, re-sign here or whatever. And then you hear the other stories say there's not a shot in hell he's coming back here. But I read one today because I've heard the same names repeated a few times, and it was Hooper and Hunter Henry and even Stephon Diggs or OBJ or whoever. I saw one today. They talked about Amari Cooper. Okay? I don't know how the hell you could possibly sign Amari Cooper that's going to run you up towards $20 million a year.
Thank you.
And then have money to sign Brady.
Thank you.
Unless you totally neglect the defensive side and let every one of those guys that you could either try to restructure or re-sign to walk.
Agreed.
You have no funds left.
Agreed. Agreed, Tom. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up, McCarthy.
Yeah,
no, it doesn't. But would you rather have Amari Cooper and Jarrett Stidham not ready for prime time, not ready to be your starting quarterback, and Tom Brady and something lesser than at wide receiver? I would rather have Tom Brady and something lesser than at wide receiver.
Does Tom come back for lesser than?
That remains to be seen.
He shouldn't. I mean, and I wouldn't want to watch him like how it looked last year.
He keeps saying he's not going to do this anymore. That the whole thing is what the team looks like and how it's built around him and all of that. So
if Tom is actually serious about that, if it truly comes down to the weapons, then he should do what he's always done. Take less and allow them to go out and get more weapons. Like, you can't have it both ways on this, Tom, okay?
It sounds to me like you're being selfish, McCarthy. If you want the best for Tom Brady, you watch him go play for another team.
I would just like to see, again, am I truly opposed to the Patriots moving on from Tom Brady? No, I'm opposed to the Patriots moving on from Tom Brady when there's no viable alternative. When you're giving me Andy Dalton and Marcus Mariota and Jarrett Stidham, I'm out on that. You're better off with Tom Brady, and I don't care what else.
We continue with your thoughts on a Reentry Monday presented by East Boston Savings Bank after McCarthy's update.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline.
Mike Felger, Tony Maserati, making your afternoon commute better.
Throw some, Felger. How about a mea culpa? You are wrong. Running backs do matter.
Or worse.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay him.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Kemba in the backcourt, trying to force a turnover. Instead, they get the turnover. Unbelievable. Schroeder has the steal from Kemba Walker. He lays it in to give OKC the lead. Kemba was dribbling to the corner to try to run time to get them to foul. Instead, Schroeder reaches in, knocks the ball free, drives in and scores, and the unthinkable happens in a span of 2 seconds off a side out of bounds.
Well, it did. And this is the second time we've seen Kemba get the ball, a smaller guy, instead of giving it to a bigger, stronger guy so he can just get fouled. The basketball, put it on the floor, and you know Chris Paul is reaching and slapping, and they knock the basketball away.
And the Celtics had timeouts. Kemba Walker just had to hold the ball and call timeout. Instead, he exposed it, Schroeder knocked it away, and the Thunder had the lead with 8.5 to go.
Don't tell me you're going to win a game like this.
Marcus Smart inbound to Kemba. He tried to dribble away from Chris Paul, and then he turned away from Paul, and Schroeder was coming from the backside, slapped the ball away, and laid it in.
That was easily the worst play of the weekend. Wow. 13 seconds. You have a timeout, so you can take the timeout and take the ball in the front court. Instead, you take it in the back court. Inbound it, Kemba Walker dribbles into the corner, runs backwards into his own corner, gets trapped by Schroeder, and loses the ball for a layup. When if Stevens called his timeout and took the ball in the front court, because there's no backcourt violation, right? If you inbound in the backcourt, you still have to gain the half-court line in 8 seconds.
Yes, everyone knows that. Yep.
Okay, so if you take the ball in the front court, all you have to do is catch the ball in the inbound and stand there. You don't need to get the 8 second rule doesn't apply. You don't need to gain midcourt. So by starting that play in the backcourt, you were forcing Kemba Walker to do something.
With your lone timeout left.
And he screwed it up.
Seemed like the appropriate thing to do.
If you take the timeout, inbound it in the front court, you don't have to do anything. You just have to catch the ball and stand there and wait for them to foul you. Or the clock winds down. So boy, did they bollocks that thing. That was the worst play of the weekend.
Yeah, and I think you can kiss the 2 seed. And potentially a deep playoff run. Who knows? But I think getting the 2 seed would be imperative to do just that. I think you can certainly kiss the 2 seed goodbye. And that yesterday was absolutely pathetic. And looking at these 4 home losses, the leads that they've had and blown 11, 17, 18, 21. That's just inexcusable. Like, you can't let that happen, especially at home. And I know you're playing good competition. OKC's actually been real hot, too. But, like, you can't blow a game like you did yesterday.
So the... To me, the road with the 2 seed versus the 3 seed, I'm just calling it up, is dramatic. The 3 seed, you get Philly in the first round. Now, I hate Philly. I think they're a trash team.
I still think they're a bad matchup, though, and you'd rather see them later, not in the first round.
But as a first round matchup?
Not great.
What if they accidentally figure it out? The accident factor with Philadelphia.
What if Embiid just decides to screw his head on straight and be a normal basketball player for a couple weeks? The talent is there. I mean, again, I hate the Sixers. So, I mean, I like you in that series. But if you're the 3 seed, Philly in the first round, on the road, Toronto second, Bucks conference final.
You're probably not getting out of that second round.
If you're the 2 seed, you get Brooklyn or Orlando in the first round. Then you're home Toronto in the second. And then, I mean, it's a, to me, it's a whole different road.
Brooklyn without Kyrie, though, that's kind
of
tough.
And LeVert's a bit of a stud, and, you know, like...
Oh, stop with the Nets.
No, you'd still beat the Nets, and they're in a bad way because they fired the coach over the weekend, by the way.
Jim, I want to correct you. Kyrie Irving fired the coach on Saturday.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You know what I'm saying. You'd rather get the Nets than the Sixers.
Yeah, it's a much easier road. The two seed is imperative for a deep run for this year's Celtics team, and they've now crapped it away. And you have Indiana and then Milwaukee on Thursday, and then you get some bums, but Toronto coming up as well. I figured about a month ago when you saw Toronto on that Saturday night, you'd be playing for the two seed, essentially. Like, that was going to be an all-important game. Now it feels moot.
What happened? You were right there. You're about to pass Toronto. Tatum was playing at a, you know, a MVP kind of level, and all of a sudden, it's all just gone the other way. What the hell happened? So your thoughts, Celtics, along with everything else here, wrapping up with your calls. Andrew and Walpole, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to rip into Ty Anderson a little bit for saying that Robert Williams is going to be the next Hakeem Olajuwon when he can't even stay healthy for 2 days. Second comment would be that I can't believe we let Aaron Baines go for absolutely nothing when Danny Ainge is supposedly so in love with a stretch five. Okay. I'll hang up and listen to your comments.
Yep, Robert Williams, that's Mason Souza.
Yeah, that's who it was, yeah.
Ty Anderson, I don't know how he feels about him, but Mason Souza is a big Robert Williams guy, big Time Lord guy, said he'll be a more impactful player than
Olajuwon in 10 years.
Yeah. It's why, well, that's quite hyperbolic.
I appreciate the take.
Well, it's quite hyperbolic.
Nice to have a take on this program, right?
It's so rare.
Many Celtics fans were okay with Danny Ainge doing nothing and standing pat at the deadline because they were getting their own acquisition and Robert Williams back. Don't worry. Robert Williams is going to be back. How have you liked how he's played defensively in the 2.5 games that he's been back? And now he's probable against Indiana because he hurt his back yesterday?
Already grabbing his back.
22 years old with the hips of your Nana.
Here's Nate in Quincy on the Brady Watch. Yes, Nate.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Good. I just want to see, what do you guys think about the risk-reward of Tom going to the Niners? I mean, I think we're all kind of just assuming that because he probably would have won that game against the Chiefs over Jimmy, that he's just going to get back there. I mean, we've seen the past few years teams who lose that Super Bowl. The Rams this past season, Falcons, Panthers.
Yes.
They have a difficult time just getting back to the playoffs. So,
but do those teams change quarterbacks and bring in the greatest of all time for a year or two? See, I think that San Fran is destined to be this team that gets to the Super Bowl, suffers that loss, and then, you know.
I mean, they're loaded.
And then, but I'm sorry, so was Atlanta, so were these other teams. To me, I think Shanahan and Garoppolo together are porked. They're porked.
I agree.
They're porked. And the only way Shanahan shakes it off and gets back anytime soon, and the only way Garoppolo shakes it off and gets back anytime soon, is if Shanahan gets Brady and Garoppolo goes to Belichick. Those guys, Shanahan and Garoppolo, need someone else to get back, because together it ain't going to happen. The psychological damage from that loss is going to scar those guys. They're toast.
Yeah, I don't see any downside of Brady going to the 49ers. I really don't. I know that would be, you know, jarring to watch for you and you know, your millennial brethren over there, McCarthy. Like, oh, God forbid he doesn't retire a Patriot. He could win another Super Bowl. He could get his 7th ring with the Niners. He would have baby Gronk at tight end, a great offensive line, a great defense. He legitimately could go and win there for the team he grew up rooting for. Shouldn't you want that as a Tom Brady Bobo? But apparently not.
If you get Jimmy Garoppolo back, I'm fine with that. Again, my whole point is no viable alternative outside of Tom Brady unless it's Jimmy Garoppolo. It's not Andy Dalton. It's not Marcus Mariota. It's not Jared Stidham. They are not viable alternatives to Tom Brady. Jimmy Garoppolo? Maybe. I'm willing to listen to that. I also feel like your millennial scorn should not be directed towards me. I've seen 12 Bruce Springsteen shows. I just got a book on the 1946 Red Sox that I can't wait to go home and read today. Direct your millennial scorn somewhere else,
please.
You
are an old soul.
You're doubting of Jared Stidham. You got to start reading up, son.
That's right. I guess I do. Bill, text me. Email me. You want me to start carrying the water for Jared Stidham? I can be bought. Absolutely. I'll come on the air tomorrow and give you your Jarrett Stidham stuff.
Steve in the car on that Saturday Bruins game. Hi.
Mike, you watched the fight.
Oh, yeah.
So I think Tampa's tough guy strategy was sort of pathetic. When you think about it, look at Maroon and Chara. There were two fights that people were squaring off. And Cirelli came up from behind Chara.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, these guys squared off. He came from behind him and gave him a right to the back. How do you do that? And I love Maroon's comments after the game. He was like, you know, he has all the respect for Chara at 43 years old, fighting. So, like, you know, he had respect for him. But the
Steve, you can't say that.
Appropriate, though.
Cheap shot by Cirelli. Cheap. Cheap, dirty shot. You got a problem with it? Charles, okay. That was a cheap, dirty, and violent game. Well, it was beautiful. It's just what the Lightning need. And if
what the NHL needs, really.
Right. But, I mean, if you were the Lightning and you had this high-flying team that was, you know, just super skilled and fast and could light the lamp like you read about but lack toughness, and you suddenly have Cirelli coming in cross-checking Zdeno Chara from behind, you'd love it. You'd say, this is just what we need. And it is. It's just what they need. So I think that stuff makes Tampa more dangerous because maybe they get it now too. Nick and Easton on the Celts. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Besides, like, just being, like, devastatingly frustrated with Ainge's, like, reluctancy to pick up anything for the bench, do you think that Hayward could do us a solid, maybe opt out of his player option and then restructure on, like, a team-friendly deal?
Oh, so what, you're saying you want him back?
I mean, Brad, that's Brad's boy, so, I mean, I can't see them ever being letting him go. That's his old teacher's
Okay,
pet,
so first of all, he's not going to, you know, give up money in the bank to restructure to help you out. That's
especially
not the way.
Especially when he keeps making kids.
That's not the way that works, by the way. No, they maximize. Do you want Gordon Hayward back?
Nope. No. No, I wanted him traded at the trade deadline, and now all I'm hoping for is that he opts out. The injury thing is going to continue to be a concern for him. I thought he should have played Friday night. I found it soft that he didn't. And even for his quote-unquote great game yesterday, what did he do in the fourth quarter?
1 point.
Thank you.
One total point. Another disappearing act from Gordon Hayward.
And I'll tell you, how good he looked for the first three quarters made Friday night look even worse. Like, right. you're not that hurt. You know, could you have gutted that out on Gordon Hayward night? I don't know. Tim in the car. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I was curious to hear your thoughts on if Tom Brady signs with another team, do you think that the fan base of those teams are going to receive him with open arms and hop on the Brady train and be happy about having him as their new quarterback?
You know, Tim, apparently not. Apparently not.
I mean, based on some of these polls that we've seen out in the Bay Area and down in Tennessee, both of those teams would, it was like 80-10 or 80-20 Garoppolo over Brady in the Bay Area, and like 60-40 people wanting Ryan Tannehill over Tom Brady in Tennessee.
We've lost our minds. We've collectively lost our minds.
Right. Never mind the informal polling we did of Giants fans who didn't want him in New York.
Yeah, right.
It's like, I think these fan bases don't want him.
They look at the age. I'm convinced of what it is. They look at the age. And they can't shake the pick six against Miami. That's their last memories, or the pick six that ended the essentially was the last play you saw against
the
Tennessee in the playoff game. That's it. And they say he's a washed up quarterback. I don't want him. I'd rather go with, you know, the upside of Daniel Jones or lightning in a bottle last year with Ryan Tannehill. And to that, I think you're crazy. You still have two really good years left in Tom Brady.
Don't make me lose my mind on this again. There's no one out there who's willing to take a chance on greatness on that story on Tom effing Brady. Playing for your team, walking into your building, wearing your uniform, making a couple runs at the Super Bowl with the greatest of all time who still has something to give. You're worried about Ryan Tannehill or Daniel effing Jones?
Thank you.
Or what? Like, there's not one team out there willing to take that chance, and there is. There is. There has to be.
Maybe there isn't. Maybe this is why Bill picked up that phone last week and snickered when he saw the number and said,
it's true.
Yeah, I got your offer. Oh, you do? What is it, Bill? I made it last summer. Click.
maybe you're right. Okay, again, off-air show on Facebook Live, myself and Murray on the Apocalypse. That is brought to you by, again, Ace Ticket on Facebook Live, 6 p.m. sharp. Catch you then. Coming up next here on the air is the final word.
Boston's home for sports. Filger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Looking for the best deal on tires? There's only one place to go. Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
We missed Maz today. Missed Maz on the program. We did not get an opportunity to hear from him today. So why don't we go back into the vault and hear a lot from Maz.
Steven Bilricka, go ahead, please.
All right. This question is for Maz and Maz only. So Maz, don't look for help. Per order of Felga. Our number one receiver, Edelman, 32 years old, coming off a steroid and an ACL tear. Gordon, coming up with a hamstring and a hangover. Dorsett, who can't make the field for Indy. And Hogan, an average number three. A rookie running back coming off of multiple knee problems. Right? A patchwork offensive line with a blindside tackle for Brady that's basically useless.
Oh, he's been good. Trent Brown's been good. I'm sorry, I'm jumping in.
Just go!
All right, sorry. Hear me out for the end. This is a question, multiple choice, for Maz and Maz alone.
Maz alone must answer now.
Has Brady overachieved to this point, or is he just that much better at the age of 41 than quarterbacks like Rodgers or anybody else in the league?
Okay, so you're asking two different questions, Steve. To this stage in his career, of course he's gone on longer than anybody thought he would. But at the same time, the way you rattle off, he's playing out there with the Sisters of the Poor. So you're telling me Edelman's of no use to him. And Hogan's completely useless? Because I'll find you some comments where Hogan was open, according to Greg Bedard of Boston Sports Journal. So Hogan to me is at times should be a guy that he can go to. And did you see his third down throw to White yesterday on the sideline when White was open?
How about the slant to White on the first or second series where Brady threw it
Brady's
a yard?
Brady's not accountable for anything. Okay, that's all. In that guy's mind, Brady's untouchable. To which I would say, what are we even having the conversation for then? So I'm not telling you Brady's the biggest problem on the team. He wasn't good yesterday, though. There were a lot of bad throws, and you know what I'm going to do just for you? I am going to go online, look them all up, and we'll stick them on our Facebook page for you tomorrow, just so you can see them. How do you like that?
Steve.
All right, hear me out for the end. This is a question, multiple choice, for Maz and Maz alone.
Just go!
There we go.
Order of Felga.
I like that.
That's order of Felger.
So you know that Maz is full of spite when he's going to actually chop up video, put clips together. He puts it on the Felger and Maz Facebook page. That's Maz's subtle blow.
Love it.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy, make your first bet an automatic win, with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.